Hello, everybody, and welcome to this presentation of St. Lucie Mets Baseball on the Bally Live app, the new live video broadcast home of minor league baseball. If you aren't watching on Bally Live, download the free app today. There's a live look at overcast Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, Florida, site of tonight's Florida State League ball game between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals, who are the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Tonight we have game three of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:10 p.m. under cloudy skies. I welcome you into the broadcast booth now. Adam McDonald joined once again by John DeStefano. Thanks for making the Mets and the Cardinals part of your night. Yesterday we left you in a rain delay. It was 5-4 Palm Beach. It was actually a lightning delay. We thought the delay would be pretty quick as the rain moved out of the area, but the lightning lingered, and it got to such a late point in the day that the two teams had to call the game off, and unfortunately for the Mets, as it was an official game, as they had had a chance to bat down a run earlier in the game, could not get the full nine-inning allotment in. So the Mets lost a tough one, 5-4. John, they were down 3-0 in the first inning. They were on the comeback trail, but it just didn't seem to go their way like so many other things this season. The weather was a problem. It's been a problem all season, and it cost the Mets yesterday a full chance to come back.
Yeah, it had to be one of the toughest losses to take all season. Just when things, you felt like things were starting to turn around for the Mets, they got a couple of home runs in the middle innings, and they clawed themselves back to within one. The rain came and ended the affair, and it's just really unfortunate. And it's too bad for the Mets, but they can't linger on it. They have to come back out today. And just remember that they're still down 7 games. They're not completely out of the playoffs, so they have to fight and act like they can still make it all the way back.
Yeah, Mets record on Tuesday and Wednesday's not great, but they have good records or better records on Thursdays and Fridays, so it's still a chance to not only win this series, but a chance to get back in the playoff race. We'll have more on that when we come back on the pregame show. For now, we will step aside on Bally Live. When we come back, a full look around the Florida State League, the standings and the schedule, also a look at tonight's starting pitching matchup. You're watching the Mets and Cardinals pregame show on Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Gilbert Gomez and Gary Kendall meeting for the 21st time this season at home plate, as the Mets and Cardinals going to play the 21st of their 24 scheduled games this season. Cardinals lead the current series 2-0. They lead the season series 12-8. Mention that the Mets are better on Thursdays and Fridays. They are 17-20 on Thursdays and Fridays. They're just going 5-23 on Tuesday and Wednesday games. Mets actually have a winning record on Thursdays this year, 9-8. So it's been their best day of the week. Let's see if they can continue that today. They actually get a reprieve from the weather. It's not brutally hot outside. It's in the mid-80s, overcast of a slight breeze. A rather pleasant day for a ball game, which is something to be said after we have had record-setting heat here on the Treasure Coast all week. Mets come into today's game with a 35-68 record. They are 11-27 in the second half. Palm Beach is 54-47 overall, the best record in the East from start to finish, to this point at least.
Palm Beach is also 17-19 in the second half, tied with Daytona, which swept a doubleheader against Jupiter yesterday. So Daytona, Palm Beach tied for first in the second half at 17-19. Jupiter 17-21, one game back, and the Mets are 7 outs in the second half. Over in the West Division, in the second half, Lakeland is 26-12, a one-game lead over Clearwater and a two-game lead over Bradenton. Tampa 7 games back at 19-19. Dunedin and Fort Myers 16-22, 10 back. There you see the Threshers incredibly have won 70 games out of the first 104. They are having an all-time Florida State League season. Other games around the Florida State League today, Clearwater beat up Tampa pretty good in a doubleheader game one. Clearwater leads that series 3-0. There you see the score. They beat Tampa 12-4. They still have another game to go tonight. Daytona is at Jupiter at 6:30, or at least they're going to try. They got some terrible weather down there in West Palm Beach. Daytona leads that series 2-0 with the doubleheader sweep yesterday. Dunedin at Lakeland at 6:30. That series is tied 1-1. Bradenton at Fort Myers at 7. That series is 1-1. In the Mets organization, the big Mets are off. They won a series against Chicago. They'll take on the Braves tomorrow starting at 7:10. Syracuse is at Scranton Wilkes-Barre at 6:35 in AAA action. Binghamton at Somerset at 7:05. And Brooklyn is scheduled to host Aberdeen, the Ironburns, at 7 o'clock. Starting pitching matchup today for the Mets and the Cardinals, it's Felipe De La Cruz for the Mets versus Jose Davila of the Cardinals. These guys have pitched against each other plenty of times, or against the lineups plenty of times, so there's not many secrets remaining. We'll see how it shakes out, but Felipe's had a very good season. Davila took a no decision last time he was in town against the Mets. Mets are taking the field, which means the national anthem is upon us. For that, we step aside and hand it over to public address announcer Evan Nye.
Tonight's national anthem will be performed by Daryl McGill, also being signed by Lisa Elaine. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, all the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say,
with that, it's go time for the Mets and the Cardinals. Game three of a six-game series. Mets trying to get their first win of the series. Palm Beach can guarantee a split with the win tonight. Palm Beach on a good run. Most of the first, second half, they've been in last place, but they're 13-5 since they had all the new players come in from the draft. They're now tied for first. Mets will try to put a halt to Palm Beach's offense. Palm Beach has done really well early in the games offensively this week. Felipe De La Cruz, the lefty from Yamasa in the Dominican Republic, making his 18th start for the Mets, appearing in his 20th game. He is a owner of a 3-5 record, a 5.11 ERA, has struck out 95 in 79 innings. The defense behind Felipe De La Cruz features Vincent Prozo doing the catching, Yohairo Cuevas activated late last week off the temporarily inactive list. We'll get the start at first base. Kevin Villavicencio, a fine middle infielder defensively, bats or plays second. Diego Mosquera mans short. Wilfredo Lara at the hot corner. Dairon Campos in left. Nick Morabito in center made a great catch yesterday. And Carlos Dominguez is in right. The lineup for Palm Beach features the unstoppable Juan Ben Cho leading off. Mets have not had a fun time with him this week. Dakota Harris bats second. Zach Levinson with a three-run homer on Tuesday hits third. Michael Curiale, Mr. Reliable, bats cleanup. Braden Jobert at first base hits fifth. Joshua Baez back in the lineup after being off yesterday. Cade Kretschmar gets the start in left field hitting seventh. Chase Atkinson doing the catching. Sandro Espinoza at second. Cardinals didn't make a roster move today. They put Leo Bernal, one of their top catching prospects, on the IL. And he called up a youngster from the Complex League and Sammy Hernandez to fill his spot. Home plate umpire Chad Lagana signals for the first pitch. Here it comes to Cho, and it's a fastball for strike one at 94 miles per hour. First pitch at 6:11. It's 84 degrees and cloudy at Clover Park tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Cho fouls off this heater at 95, and it's nothing and two. Now, yesterday's starter for the Mets, Douglas Orellana, couldn't make it out of the first inning. Palm Beach scored two runs against Jorge Rodriguez in the opener on Tuesday. Now, certainly De La Cruz hoping for a quick, uneventful top of the first here, and it starts with Juan Ben Cho. 0-2 pitch, and he strikes him out on a fastball right down the pipe at 95. Straight challenge pitches there from De La Cruz for the first out of the game.
Right out of the gate, De La Cruz off to a flying start. Getting Cho out has been a tough test for all the Mets pitchers that have faced him this week. De La Cruz came out of there looking great.
Well, there you see Felipe is one of the best, not only for the Mets, but also in the league. That was his 96th strikeout. Third best in the league. Also up there in innings pitched and games started. Couldn't have that reliability in what's been a volatile rotation for the Mets this year. Screaming foul ball back from Harris. Harris got the start at short in game one. Switch hitter from Land O'Lakes, Florida, drafted in the 11th round out of Oklahoma. Grounds one deep to third, and that's a fair ball. Out of the range of Lahr, going over to the corner where Campos will push himself off the wall and dig it out. It's a stand-up double. Forward to go to Harris.
It's a nice job by Harris to stay inside on another fastball. De La Cruz looking to establish the heater early. Might have fallen in love with it just a bit too much in that at bat. Used it all four pitches. So Harris was able to time him up. Now with men on second, Cardinals with a chance to put runs on the board early.
And it's Zach Levinson who takes a strike at the knees. We do have the automated ball strike system calling all the pitches tonight. Home plate umpire Chad Lagana just relaying what he hears in his earpiece. Tomorrow the umpires go back to calling their own balls and strikes with the challenge system working in the background. Oh, one pitch goes breaking ball for strike two. De La Cruz, you folks didn't see him on Bally Live last start because we were not on Bally Live. He pitched up in Daytona last Friday. What a game that was. 0-2 pitch, misses down low. He gave the Mets some length. He went 5 2/3. Oh, look at that, good boy. Good dog. Bark in the park tonight. Get that selfie. That's a good one. 1-2 pitch. Oh, nothing quite gets me off track like the dog. De La Cruz throws a breaking ball that strikes out Levinson. So two strikeouts for Felipe here in the first inning.
Well, off track is exactly what Felipe did. De La Cruz did to Zach Levinson in that at bat. A couple of breaking pitches had him frozen there.
Felipe testing the corners of the ABS strike zone, and it works well for him. Here's Curiale. Runner on second, two outs. Palm Beach trying to score in the first inning for the third straight game in the series. Kiriale takes a strike. Anyway, De La Cruz last Friday up in Daytona went 5 2/3, got the win. He gave up 10 hits. That's the most hits given up by a Mets pitcher this year, and he won the game. They went 0-for-8 against him with runners in scoring position, so this is where he excelled. And he's got an early test today, trying to make the Cardinals 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position in the first inning. Now he's working ahead of Kiriale, 0-2. Pitch clock counting down to 1 second. He just does get it off. This is inside with the fastball at 93. And De La Cruz last week, 5 2/3, 10 hits, 3 runs. Walked 2, only struck out 4, through 98 pitches. That's the most pitches a Mets starter has thrown this season. All in an 4-3 win. 1-2, breaking ball at the top of the zone. Strikes out Kiriale. Felipe De La Cruz, top 3 in the league, and strikes out. Strikes out the side in the top of the first. When we come back, Mets will swing the sticks for the first time tonight against Jose Davila.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Jose Davila is the starter for Palm Beach. Davila from Venezuela, signed as an international free agent by the Cardinals in 2019. Last time he was up at Clover Park, he pitched really well, but then the Mets got him in the fifth inning and ended up winning the game 12-10. The way he pitched the first 4 innings, though, it was lights out. Mets lineup to face Davila will feature Diego Mosquera leading off. Wilfredo Lara bats second, popped his team-high 11th home run yesterday. Nick Morabito saw the end of his 6-game hitting streak yesterday, hits third. Barroso has had a good series with 3 RBI, bats cleanup. Dominguez fifth after an off day. LaRusso still seeking that first pro hit, bats sixth. Cuevas hits seventh, Campos eighth, and Villavicencio is on a good run, bats ninth. First pitch to Mosquera is taken for strike one at 92 miles per hour. Of course, this is a different-looking Mets lineup from the one that faced Davila back on July 29th. Broken bat, ground ball to third. Kiriale throws, running forward, and gets the out. One away. Play that really Michael Kiriale at this point in time in his Palm Beach career makes in his sleep. Oh, that's a big one. Big dog. Wow.
Oh, boy.
Look, it's Bark in the Park. We have given our camera folks instructions to give us all the dogs. All the dogs. You might be caught off guard. Sometimes that's fine. But it's a one-time-a-year deal. We will have dogs in the booth. Later in the broadcast, the Humane Society is going to stop by in the fourth. Here's a fly down the right side, falling quickly. Baez can't get there. It's harmlessly foul. Did that break the bat of Lara? It did. So Jose Davila has broken two batters into the game. Davila, when he pitched here on July 29th, 5 2/3, 5 hits, 5 runs, a walk and 5 strikeouts. He entered the sixth inning pitching a shutout. That was the game that the Mets were down 3-0 after five innings and won 12-10. 1-1 pitch, a slider hits the corner. And Lar will use his actual timeout. Didn't have to burn one with the broken bat. Breaking ball too high. Davila pitching against the Mets for the fifth time this season, his third start. 13 innings, 16 hits, and 13 runs against St. Lucie this season. 2-2 pitch. Called third strike on the outside corner. Lara caught looking. Two up, two down. That is the third strikeout looking in the game. So these pitchers with this ABS strike zone are painting. Do we have brothers or sisters there? Twins? Very active dogs down there. I think it's a better turnout than I expected with the dogs. Oh, he's just laid across the lap. It's been raining and thunderstorming around Port St. Lucie all afternoon. We didn't get much here at Clover Park. Big ground ball out to short. Harris throws to first. And Morabito is retired. A 1-2-3 start for Jose Davila. When we come back for the second, more dogs.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Just got the text from assistant GM Kyle Gluckler. Everybody be on alert for tarp action. Not what we want to hear.
Oh, say it ain't so.
But as I was saying before, Davila got the last out of the first. It's been a rough weather day in Port St. Lucie this afternoon. The ballpark pretty much remained unscathed. It did drizzle here a couple of times. Tarp was on two different times, but man, it was rough to the south, to the north. It even blew up out east between the stadium and the ocean. So I appreciate all the folks who have come out tonight and who have brought the dogs out, because they probably had to drive through some bad weather to get here. And it's a shame that it wasn't a great weather day, because then you'd have even more folks and dogs here. Ground ball by Joe Bear right to the first baseman Cuevas, who makes the play, 3-assisted. This game a lot different from yesterday's start, where it took us about 35 minutes to play the first inning. We got two pitchers right now throwing a lot of strikes, hitting their spots. It's a good doggy. Too bad it won't latch onto Kenny's leg right there. Fastball blown right by Baez. Pitch is a strike on the inside corner. And because it's a rather cool and overcast day, we're being, you know, August 10th in Florida, I think it's better for the dogs, right? As opposed to being 98, blazing hot. O2 to Baez to the backstop. Poor ANC sign takes another battering. Baez, what a game he had on Monday. He walked twice, walked three times, was hit by a pitch, hit a double. Off yesterday. Checks his swing here on appeal. He did hold up. Fastball inside, full count. And he takes a call, third strike. Thought it was ball four. Went the other way on it. That's the third strikeout looking. Induced by De La Cruz. So again, he dots his spot. Two up, two down. He struck out four of the first six batters.
He has come flying out of the gate, really feeling it at the moment.
Sitting at strikeout 99 on the season. Here is Cade Kretschmar. We saw come off the bench. Replace Juan Bincho in the sixth inning on Tuesday. Didn't play yesterday. And might he be strikeout victim number 100 of the season for De La Cruz? And Felipe already matching his strikeout total from his last start up in Daytona. Right there on the corner for a called third strike. Kretschmar goes down. Felipe De La Cruz, five strikeouts through two innings. He's on fire tonight.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Donald, John DiStefano with you. Thanks for watching tonight. Hopefully you're watching on Bally Live, the free app. Costs you nothing. And you can chat with us on the Bally Live app. We got some fans of the Bark in the Park. The doggo's out today. Somebody quoting the Baja Men. That song was all the rage back when we were in, what, early high school, John?
Oh, yeah. It was played at all the dances.
All the sporting events. Fastball for a strike. I remember MTV did a special, and it was, what are the best songs at sporting events? And that, you know, that was the same year that Who Let the Dogs Out by the Baha Men was released, and that was the number one song. That did not age well, that list.
No.
That did not age well. That was no. That's not even in the top 100, really.
I am surprised, though, at how many of the classics have continued to endure throughout the years, the ones that, the staples that you just know every time you hear them.
Rosso caught looking. He becomes our sixth player to be caught looking tonight. This is very odd. That'd be a combination of really good pitching and also hitters, I guess, flummoxed by what is actually a strike and what is not. And it's only the second inning, but it already feels like a duel. Here is Dominguez. Takes one up high. Carlos did not play yesterday in the opener. He went 0-for-4 with the RBI ground out. Lines one the other way. That's a fair ball. Just inside the line. It's going to die out there in foul ground. Dominguez losing his helmet into second base with a one-out double. Looks like he just fought this one off late in the zone. Kept it fair.
That's a really nice piece of hitting. Able to go the other way with it down the line. Carlos Dominguez continues his improvement at the plate. He's had a really tough year, one marred by a couple of injuries that kept him out for an extended period of time. Now just trying to settle back in and get his rhythm back.
Let's have potential first run of the game at second. Nick LaRusso swings through a high fastball. LaRusso has been with the team since the first game of the Daytona series. That was August 1. 0-for-19 so far in his St. Lucie pro career. It's tied up here. It's a ball. Let's see the shakiness of the center field camera. That's the wind, folks. It's starting to blow straight out to center. Coming up from the south. It's usually a sign that bad weather is approaching. You see some rain on the horizon. Cross your fingers. Actually a check swing foul ball, so it's 0-2, and now that is a ball high. Now that is out towards the Atlantic.
Yeah, looks like we have one angry cloud to deal with rolling in. Hopefully it'll get on past before it starts dropping too much rain.
Yeah, don't look out west or south. Breaking ball fouled back. Side, LaRusso gets out of the way. Two balls, two strikes. LaRusso, twice in this series, has hit a long flyout. If he hits one similarly, it's going to go out, the way the wind is right now. And he checks his swing. He does not. Went too far. As he, Davila, picks up his third strikeout.
Both pitchers really fooling these hitters. This one completely tying up LaRusso. He has struggled out of the gate in his St. Lucie Mets career.
Well, he needs to look no further than Yarel Martinez, his new teammate. Got off to a similar start as a St. Lucie Met and has turned into a fine hitter. Here is Cuevas back in action, being activated from the temporarily inactive list late in the Daytona series. Hasn't played much the last couple of weeks. Looking for a two-out run-scoring hit to give the Mets a lead. Check swing on appeal. He did not go. Cuevas had a great run in the Florida Complex League, which earned him the promotion to St. Lucie. Once Eduardo Salazar got hurt in and is down for the year. Pitch, high strike call. Cuevas in six games is 5 for 22. A couple of the doubles and six driven in. One pitch, foul tipped. Evens the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Avila trying to do what De La Cruz did, which is work around a one-out double in the first inning. And he's done it with a called third strike. Jairo Cuevas becomes the seventh hitter in this game to be called out on strikes by the ABS system. It's a 3-strikeout inning for Davila. Both pitchers looking sharp early and go to the third scoreless.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single-game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park, where we are being surrounded on all sides by bad weather. We play on for the moment. Time for today's Bally Live Trivia Contest question. What year was Jose Reyes a Florida State League All-Star? Options are 2000, 2002, 04, or 05. John DeStefano will get that posted momentarily on the Bally Live app. So play along, answer it correctly, and win some Bally Bucks. Get yourself a prize. Felipe De La Cruz, 5 strikeouts through 2 scoreless innings. Dealing with Chase Atkinson. And has quickly had nothing in 2. I think these pitchers right now have to be feeding off of each other. Who's going to blink first? Atkinson uses the timeout. Atkinson, non-drafted free agent signed out of Oklahoma State. Two pitch, and he lines one to right. That's going to fade foul. The Mets have an Oklahoma State draft pick, Nolan McLean. He's playing in the FCL. McLean, a two-way player. Mets drafted him as a reliever and a slugger. Let's see if he makes his way to Port St. Lucie before the end of the season. 0-2 pitch is fouled away. Atkinson gets under one, flies it down the left field line, and that's going to be off the net and foul. Campos had gotten there, but once it hits the net, it's a dead ball. Hustle, hustle, get it, get it, get it. No, get it. Finally. Beach House. Going to be a popular spot tonight. Dollar night. 0-2 again. That pitch is outside. There are three straight fouls on the 0-2. De La Cruz throws as a changeup. One, two, up the middle and through for a base hit. Good piece of hitting by Chase Atkinson. That was really nice at bat. Falling behind a red-hot pitcher, winding up with a base hit. How close did Felipe come? Not really. He's by him quickly. Leadoff man aboard for Lisandro Espinoza, who went 0-for-4 yesterday. And quite frankly, the Cardinals got him off the hook. He stranded 7 base runners in scoring position. Cardinals won by 1, so he had a chance multiple times to break the game wide open. Made it out every time. Pitch knocked down by Perozzo. Missed the opening. We recapped what happened yesterday. Mets were down 5-4, 2 outs in the top of the 8th inning when the game entered a lightning delay and we never came out of it. Oh, they have Atkinson caught. Cuevas throws to Villavicencio, who will tag him out. And the leadoff single is erased. Good pickoff move from Felipe De La Cruz. He has a great one. And now Atkinson knows it.
Yeah, this one absolutely perfect. Atkinson caught napping. Didn't even flinch when the throw was made. Realized he was bought. Nothing he could do.
Picked off, caught stealing. We're out number one. And Espinoza now bats with the bases clear. Oh, no. They called him. Did they call the balk? They must have. That's too bad for De La Cruz. Now a bunt. Fouled back. Look down to mark the book, and all of a sudden look up, and Atkinson's still out there at second base. So balk was the call. I mean, I'll be honest, looks like Felipe's made that move several times this year and has not been called for it.
Yeah, I have to confess myself surprised at the call, but that's the one that was made, and that's the one that's going to stand.
Pitch is high, so another runner in scoring position for Espinoza. It's 2-2. That certainly changes the inning. Instead of an out, base is empty, you got nobody out, and runner in scoring position, and what at least looks like the makings of a low-scoring affair. The rain has finally arrived here at Clover Park. Some fans putting on jackets and heading for higher ground. It's a light rain. 2-2 pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Espinoza strikes out. Can't get the runner over. De La Cruz, first time through the lineup against the Cardinals, struck out 6. And that fastball has worked really well for him. The Cardinals unable to touch it for the most part. Back to the top in Juan Bin Cho. Takes a slider in the dirt. Cho struck out in the first inning. Made it on base, 7 of 9 plate appearances coming into the day. So had a couple of stolen bases, had 2 great catches. Threw a runner out at home yesterday, a 1-run win, that's a big deal. Having essentially a career series. He's fooled here, and it's 1-1. Two balls and a strike. Swing and a miss on the changeup. 2-2. Last time, De La Cruz, when he got Cho with the two-strike count, just fed him a straight fastball, 95. Dared him to touch it, and he did not. See what he wants to do on the two-strike pitch here. Another fastball at 93. This one fouled away. The intensity of the rain starting to pick up, but it's not a blinding rain. You can see the wind here in the booth is making for an interesting broadcast. Maybe a paperweight somewhere. And a haircut. 2-2 pitch, and that's lined into center field, a base hit. Here comes the throw home by Morabito. It'll be cut off by Lahr. Throws to second, and Cho is tagged out. A Juan Bincho tagged out by Kevin Villavicencio, but not before getting the Cardinals on the board with an RBI single as Atkinson comes in to make it 1-0.
First off, there's a good piece of hitting by Cho. He stays right on top of the fastball, drives it up into center field. The throw comes in, and as soon as it's cut off, you know, there's a terrific turnaround and return to second by De La Cruz. And I think Cho actually would have been safe if he would have stayed on the bag, but he slid past second base, and Villavicencio was able to tag him on the leg for the out.
And Cho seemed a little dinged up after that. We'll keep an eye on him. Comes back out in the next inning. So Juan Bincho does it again. Fisted that fastball into center field. So that the balk call is huge. Instead of Atkinson being erased, he was awarded second. Comes in to score. Two outs, and Levinson pulls one foul. It's 1-2. That was a great play by Wilfredo Lahr at third base. Boy, that relay throw from Morabito short-hopped him. And a quick spin and throw right on the money. Pitch is fouled away. Talk about the last couple of series against Bradenton and Daytona. The Mets defense seemed a tick slow. That had cost them some extra bases, but they were on top of that one. Harris doubled down the line. First time up. It's 1-2 on him now. This one blooped into the stands. Ow! Our yellow shirt could not make the play. I thought he was going to alligator arm it. He actually went for it. Did not catch it. Well, I give him credit. Kenny and Bill Hassler would. That's not Kenny. That is not Kenny. Kenny's too busy hobnobbing with the fans to try to make a play on the ball. 1-2, and this one's into right towards Dominguez, who makes the catch for the third out. So that leadoff single and balk ends up coming around to score. But De La Cruz adds another strikeout to his tally. Good defense by Lahr. Nabs Cho at second base. We go to the home third. Mets down a run.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Legler Orthodontics is here to help you, Mets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists, Legler Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Mets fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit braces@legler.com today and book your free consult. That's braces@legler.com for Legler Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Oh, Dyrone Campos, a perfectly executed bunt single. Kiriale runs in to make the play, but playing back, no chance. Dyrone, the slide unnecessary, but he has a hit. And I'll tell you this, John, Dyrone Campos ran into me in the hallway today. He gave me a fist bump, and he said, Poppy number six. He was calling his sixth home run
shot.
And what does he do? He drops down a bunt. He set us up. He set the Cardinals up, and he set the broadcasters up. Not a bad idea considering how Davila is pitching. And that is not the first time that Campos has done such a thing.
No, I think that's the third time I've seen him ambush bunt, lay one down, and make it this season. So he's been terrific with that surprise, you know, dash down to first.
Kevin Villavicencio is next. Campos trying to steal. Here's the throw. Way high. He's into second base with the stolen bag. So he did not get a great jump, and the throw by Atkinson, no good. If it was on target, he would have had it. Here's another look.
That's the pressure sometimes that when applied, sometimes, you know, forcing the mistake out of the catcher there. And now some aggression out of Dyrone Campos. Man on second, nobody out. Mets with a chance to knot this one back up.
2-0 pitch coming to Villavicencio, and Davila will step off. Saw in the replay, the pitch was not a bad one for Atkinson to throw on, but he definitely ballooned it. Another good doggy. What jersey do we have on there? It looks like maybe a Phillies jersey. We'll give him a pass. It's a good dog. Now, Villavicencio is 9-for-25 in his last 7 games. New friends? Just passing through. Ground ball, base hit into left field. Campos being waved in. Kretschmar coming up with the throw to the plate. Here it comes. It's cut off. Villavicencio into second. He is safe there. And he ties the game on his base hit as Campos scores to make it 1-1. Hustle all around by Villavicencio and Campos. Villavicencio stays red hot.
What a play, both batter and base runner this play. Dyrone Campos, a man on a mission. He was not going to be denied as he rounded third. And Kevin Villavicencio, more aggression, running behind, able to beat the throw. The Mets have tied this at one. Still nobody out.
Back to the top in Mosquera, and he takes this pitch for ball one. Villavicencio now 10 for his last 26. That's his third double. In his last 8 games, or correction, not a double, but that's his 4th RBI in his last 8 games. Credit with a single and an advance. Two and oh on Mosquera. Villavicencio trying to steal third. And he is robbed of the opportunity.
He definitely got robbed that time, Adam. He got a huge jump. Davila did not look back to second. Just unfortunate that Mosquera could not keep that one in play.
Well, it's been a tough series for the Mets. They came out flat on Tuesday. We're down 15-0 and being no hit through five. They came out again yesterday down 3-0 after the top of the first. And then didn't get the full allotment of nine innings as the Lightning never ceased to let these teams play on after the game entered a delay. So there's certainly, I think you see more urgency tonight from the Mets. The way that De La Cruz has pitched, the way that the Mets are trying to run on the bases. Vila will spin around and look Vicencio back. And Campos, not known as a blazer. A bunt single, a stolen base. Vicencio pushes the envelope on his single to second, tries to steal third, 2-2 pitch, and it's chased in the dirt. Atkinson completes the strikeout. And Mosquera having a tough time so far this week. Don't think he has a hit yet. He has a bunch of walks. And out here, he can't move the runner. Go ahead, run on second. One out. 1-1 game, bottom three. Lara struck out looking in the first. Vila's first pitch is cranked foul. Lara all over it. Lara got the monkey off his back yesterday with his 11th home run. He's top five in the league for a long time with 10. It hit its 10th on July 6th. So he went over a month without one. I'll put that to rest yesterday. I mean, that will be the start of a binge. Rounds another one foul into the Mets dugout. Snag.
Yeah, what a play one-handed there in the dugout. Tough to see who that was.
Might have saved a couple of his teammates or staff members. Rain increasing. We play on. 0-2 pitch coming to Lar. We'll have to wait as Davila spins around again. After he was caught unawares by Campos, definitely paying more attention to Vicencio, who is the active team leader with 21 steals, as Jet Williams has since been promoted. Lara cannot hold up, goes too far, strikes out swinging. After consecutive hits to start the inning, Davila has struck out the most recent two. Similar pitches in the dirt. Mosquera and Lara can't hold up. Two down, and Morabito at the dish. Had his six-game hitting streak ended yesterday. Made the last out of the seventh. There's no guarantee that even if Mets played a full nine innings, he would have got back up. Well, the grounds crew, Kyle and Billy and Treyer. Only three of them, so that's a pretty good sign. Morabito, a fly ball, center field, Cho racing back and gets there for the final out of the third. Now, Vicencio ties the game with a RBI single. He got to second with no outs. The Mets couldn't bring him in, so they will settle for the 1-1 tie. We head to the fourth in the rain.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco restaurant and patio grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano. We're at Clover Park where it's raining, but we play on. Not raining hard enough to delay the game. As you can see from our high home cam. Not too bad. The worst of the weather is 2 hours south. TBD if it makes it up here. We're a couple innings away from being an official game. Zach Levinson leads off for the Cardinals against Felipe De La Cruz, and the first pitch is fouled back. De La Cruz, 51 pitches entering this inning, 39 strikes. He's really not messing around. And he immediately throws a ball right after I say this. I knew that was coming. Now, he had such great command of his fastball, but now that we're going second time through the order, should see more sliders and changeups. Levinson, Curiali, and Jobert, the scheduled hitters. Down back at 91. Another foul off to the right. Foul straight back. Well, this is what Douglas Orellana ran into yesterday in the first inning. Get two strikes on these batters and just could not finish them off. A lot of credit goes to Palm Beach for spoiling all these pitches foul. 1-2, busted inside. That's going to drop in for a base hit. And Campos playing a little deeper with the wind blowing out. Levinson able to muscle it past Mascara.
Yeah, you see the big-time strength as he's able to take this one in on the hands and just shove it into left field. They don't all have to be pretty. They just have to get down for a hit. And Levinson.
That's four hits now for the Cardinals, and two have been similar. Throw to first, safe. We have a visitor, a couple of visitors in the booth here. This ball is fouled away. Very excited pup. Here we go. What's his name, her name? Her name is Dakota. 3 years old, kind of dog? Not sure. A mix from our friends at the Humane Society. And you can see Dakota hopefully being adopted. Oh, what a good girl you are. Yes. Totally lost control in the booth there as the Mets turn a double play. No. Curiali busted it out. So if we can hand the headset there to Shannon from the St. Lucie County Humane Society. So, Shannon, tell us about the dogs you have. Oh, he wants to get up. Okay.
Come in.
Sure. Dakota, very active. Don't let her go. Don't let her go out the window.
Okay, there we go.
There we go.
Yep, so this is Dakota. She's one of four dogs that we have here today. She's about 3 years old, loves every dog, every person she meets, even little kitty cats. Milo, Birdie, and Marcy are the other ones here. They're all at our booth, and they're all just looking and so deserving of their second chance in finding their forever home.
Oh, what a good girl. She's just looking out the window right now, enjoying the game, did all the sniffing, making friends down below.
Clearly a baseball fan.
So where can folks go if they are if they're in town? How do they get in contact with the Humane Society?
Yep, so you can find us at hsslc.org. All of our available pets for adoption are always up to date and always on our website. We're located on Glades Cutoff Road in Port St. Lucie. And you can call us 772-238-5631. We're always happy to answer questions and tell you more about the residents that we have.
All right, well, Shannon, thank you very much for stopping by. I think a very active dog there in Dakota, so we'll let you get on out of here. But thank you so much for bringing her by. Always makes us feel better to pet a dog.
It does. Thank you so much for having us.
Bye. What a good girl. So it turns out, as the Mets didn't get any outs on that last play, a lot going on here, but good to see the doggo here. First and second, Mets still looking for their first out. As Levinson safe at second, Curiali safe at first. Mets thought they had a potential double play. Said they didn't get anybody out. De La Cruz then strikes out Jobert. And I think you put the headset on the doggy. That doggy does not want to leave. Okay, there we go.
I think she's trying to make a case for a third seat in the booth, Adam.
Well, probably has more to offer John than we might. Came awfully close to handing Dakota the headset. I think she licked part of your mic there. You might want to clean that off. Ball fouled back by Baez. Yeah, that was fun. Always fun to have a dog in the booth. Very active. We had a couple of dogs last year come in, and they were just kind of panting and kind of sat in the ground. But Dakota, she wanted to watch the game. Helped herself right up to your chair, John.
Oh, yeah. She made herself right at home.
Very good dog. So, yeah, I adopted a dog from the Lowndes County Humane Society. Oh, gosh. Back in 2009, Brady Boy, no longer with us, unfortunately, but always a big fan of Humane Societies around the country and the great work that they do. So check them out if you're in the ballpark, watching on the in-house feed, or thinking about adopting a dog. There's probably one just like Dakota wherever you are. No such thing as a bad dog. They're all great dogs. Two balls and a strike on Baez. Still first and second. With one out, too high, and it's 3-1. Outside for ball four. That is the first walk issued by De La Cruz. And now the Cardinals have the bases loaded. And Dan McKinney out for a visit.
Well, not only the first walk, the first real pressure spot we'll see De La Cruz pitch in tonight. Bases loaded with just one out. So still a tight ball game through three. Figure if De La Cruz can get out of this, he might be able to go an inning or two more. So if he wants to stay in, he's going to have to keep runs off the board. He's been pitching really, really well. Done great to keep hitters off balance. Seven strikeouts so far. So just has to stand in and make a pitch here to Kretschmar. Try and keep the ball from being put into play.
De La Cruz was cruising right along. The non-call at second base didn't help, but still has a chance to get out of it. Kretschmar struck out looking last time, and he fouls this pitch for strike one. Now De La Cruz does have the lefty matchup going for him. Ground ball off the tip of Villavicencio's glove, and it rolls slowly into right field, scoring two. A two-run single by Kretschmar, plates Levinson and Curiali, and it's 3-1 Cardinals. Just out of Villavicencio's reach, if it's hit a few feet the other way, he may be able to start a double play to get out of the inning. Instead, it goes the other way against the Mets.
This one just tantalizingly close for Villavicencio. Not unlike the ball we saw hit on the ground to second that Jeffrey De Los Santos almost handled yesterday. Two really similar plays. Both of them end up in Cardinals runs. And now with a 3-1 lead, with Atkinson at the plate, De La Cruz knows he has to shut it down and get out of this inning without any more runs crossing.
Kretschmar, the lefty, wins that matchup. Now Atkinson, who had singled. That's a tough break for Felipe De La Cruz. At worst, he thought he had Levinson forced out at second base, but the call safe. We were dealing with the dog in the booth. Missed the play, but they tell me it should have been an out at second. That's the way it goes for St. Lucie this season. As here's the look at the plate. Yeah, that, okay. That was called safe. All right, again, we missed it with the dog. That was clearly an out. I'm not sure what Shea Graham's watching there. Not even close to the neighborhood play.
Yeah, it looked like he clearly scraped the top of the bag with the cleat.
I don't know if we can see that one more time and slow it down a little bit, but that was pretty clear in real time. Yeah, here. I mean, okay, all right. Oh, you know what? Was he juggling it? We might stand corrected. Mascara might have been juggling that ball. It's amazing what slow-mo replay can do for you, right, John?
Yes, sir.
All right, I think he might have clicked the bag there with the foot, but if that ball was essentially rolling up in his jersey, that's a tough break for the Mets.
Yeah, you can possess the ball with the ball out of your hand as long as it's pinned to the jersey without moving. But if the ball is moving up and down your chest, it's not going to get credit for the possession.
Yeah, I think ruling on the field would stand if they had replay review in the minor leagues. It went down as a fielder's choice, no out, no error, no hit, no error. There's a fly into shallow right. Dominguez with the cannon makes the catch. Here comes the throw to the plate, and it's not in time. A collision at the plate as Baez is safe. Perozzo is down. Throw up to second base too late, and Vincent Perozzo is hurt. Baez sliding feet first in the collision. Dominguez the long windup. The throw two hops too late. And Perozzo hopefully just shaken up as Gigi goes to check on him. Now a sack fly for Atkinson to make it 4-1. As you get another look, Dominguez kind of flat-footed and not his best throw. And just a hard slide. Perozzo is up. I think Perozzo was a little bit out in front of the plate, towards the top end edge of it, and that's where the slide went, not towards the back.
Yeah, I think on that play, even if he was able to apply the tag in time, he would have been called save for blocking the plate without the ball. So tough right now for catchers to kind of figure out and gauge what blocking the plate is. It's been so muddled, it seems, lately, especially in the major leagues with some of the calls that we've seen as of late. But you have to set up and give the batter not only room to approach the plate, but to room to slide through it. And unfortunately, Peroso provided neither there and paid the price for it. He took a big collision. Looks to be okay. And again, catchers are a different breed. When they take collisions, these guys made her some tougher stuff than I am, that's for sure.
If we could see that replay one more time before Espinosa gets to the plate here at the plate. I thought he was more towards the front of the plate and kind of gave a lane to the back. And only his left leg was really in the way. But I think that's clean all around. Just a hard slide. And Peroso gave him the plate, most of it. Just the leg was in the way. So good to see that not only is Peroso okay, but Baez is as well. It's a sack fly. And you see Kretschmar went to second on the throw home. This pitch comes high to Espinosa. I think official scorer Bill might take another look at that. Did Kretschmar only go to second after the throw got away at the plate? That would be an error, but right now just an advance on the throw home. So this inning's gone sideways on the Mets. You know, Dominguez has a great arm, a really good arm. That was, I'm sure he'd like a redo there. It looked like he caught it almost flat-footed, and he certainly has the arm strength to get that ball there either on the fly or on one bounce. Well, a three-run top of the fourth. This pitch is too high. Innings had a little bit of everything. Only one, or two hits, rather. Not hard hits, either. The bleeder by Levinson, the one off the glove of Vivasencio. This ball's fouled back, so this is not a poorly pitched inning by any means. By De La Cruz. A couple of breaks go his way. He's long in the dugout, probably scoreless. 3-2 on Espinosa, who he struck out in the third inning. Pop fly. Peroso running over, and it's off the net. And on the fan side. You see Peroso able to run unimpeded. Without issue. Another 3-2 coming to Espinosa. And he strikes him out. Two more strikeouts in the fourth inning for De La Cruz. Couple of balls don't go his way. Cardinals score three, and they lead 4-1.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Well, between innings, I went back and I basically freeze frame that play at second base, and I think I'm going to determine that was an out. I think if you, and again, it's all happening so fast, you live with the umpire's call, it's bang, bang, but it was definitely in the glove. Toe drag hits back a second while the ball is in the glove, and then on the exchange, Mascara pulls it out, looks like he has it tucked into his jersey, control of it. So that's something that should have been an out. So who knows how that inning transpires differently, but the Mets got to shake it off and try to answer the bell here in the bottom of the fourth against Avila. Rosso gave us all the scare when he remained down after the collision at the plate with Baez. Now he's behind nothing and two. And he strikes out on a fastball up high. He's only struck out against Avila twice now. Stavila's seventh strikeout. De La Cruz for the Mets has eight. And Dominguez takes the breaking ball for a strike on the corner. Carlos doubled in the second. One of the Mets' three hits. Rain has stopped here, but it has gotten dark out to the north. Heads up in Fort Pierce. Cameraman Josh will show you that in a moment. You can see the landfill. That's a good sign. As Dominguez swings and misses. Hopefully whatever's up there stays up there. The landfill out there, in line with the light pole, that is, when you see that, you're okay. When the landfill disappears, trouble. Dominguez pulls one high and foul. That one's for the fans. The trash can. High ball two.
Just a reminder, fans, to chat with us in the Bally Live crowd zone. Still have time. Our latest trivia question is still up. Just want to know who or when Jose Reyes was an FSL All-Star. Was it 2000, 2002, 2004, or 2005?
Dominguez strikes out for the second out of the inning. Now, Bob Adams, our former official scorer before official scorer Bill, who is in the sound room right now, runs the video board. He's been covering the Mets and around the Mets since the mid-90s, and he still thinks to this day that Jose Reyes probably the most electric player he's ever seen in this league. Heard a lot of stories about how amazing he was as a player. Of course, he was a great major league player for a long time for the Mets, but just dominated high A as a teenager, I believe, back in the, well, won't tell the year. I'd be cheap. Caught myself. 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Davila trying to strike out three batters in an inning for the second time. And Cade La Russa is part of a three-strikeout inning in the second. La Russa fouls this one straight back. O2 curve is called strike three. That's the ABS, folks. You'll see the replay. You'll see the way that Atkinson caught this ball. You would not believe it, but the ABS says this hits the strike zone. Davila strikes out the side in the fourth.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
So there's the LaRusso strikeout. Like, that is how close it is. I know we're a little fuzzy there, but that you can see this on game day if you follow the game day app. Now, it has the strike zone there. So that's where it landed in the ABS system. Again, the way the catcher receives the ball doesn't really matter when it's on ABS days. Now, tomorrow, when it's the umpire calling his own balls and strikes, would the catcher there, Atkinson, have the nerve to challenge that pitch? Probably not. Not based on the way that he received it. So, all part of the rules being tested out here in the minor leagues, especially in the Florida State League, where we have all the technology of these Grapefruit League ballparks to partake in these rule changes. Juan Bincho strikes out on a pitch in the dirt. Throw goes down to Cuevas for the out. So, Juan Bincho has struck out twice, and he's hit an RBI single, a mixed bag for him tonight. For De La Cruz, this is strikeout number 9. Season high for a Met pitcher in strikeouts is 10. Was back in early June by Lionel Ovias and went out Fort Myers. De La Cruz threw 98 pitches last time, likely in his last inning. He's at 85 pitches now. He's got Dakota Harris 1-1. Harris a double and a flyout. Now it's back strike 2. One, two, fouled away. One, two pitch grounded towards the hole, sliding stop by Lara. Throw to first, pick by Cuevas for the out. Great play on both ends. Lara falling forward, getting his jersey dirty to make this play, robbing a hit in the hole. Cuevas on the back end. Good backhanded pick.
Just an incredible play. Another one. Hard to believe he's not a natural third baseman, Adam.
Pitch is high and tight to Levinson. There hasn't been a play at third base that Lara hasn't shown he can make. Made everything that He's in his range. Arm looks good. Range is good. No reason to think that he can't stick. Ball is fouled off the roof and back to the stands. Levinson singled in the fourth. Came around to score. De La Cruz trying to go five solid innings. Throws this changeup low. Going back to the last inning. That fielder's choice. Official score Bill took many looks at it and did charge Mascara with an error. So it's a couple of unearned runs in that inning. Here's a fly into center for Morabito. Cloudy day, he makes the catch, and that will do it. A 1-2-3 inning for Felipe De La Cruz, his second one of the game. Likely his final inning as he has climbed over 90 pitches. He's given the Mets another solid start. Let's see if the offense can help him out. Mets trail 4-1 at the halfway point.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Back at Clover Park, Port St. Lucie sandwiched in between a rainstorm, and this is helpful for the Mets as Cuevas reaches on an E6. Dakota Harris boots one in the pie slice. Another look. Harris had it played correctly right on the outskirts. Just didn't receive it fully into the mitt. Each team now with an error on its shortstop.
And that's just one of the growing pains the Cardinals are going to have to live with from their young players. Harris, of course, normally more than up to the task on that one. Very routine play. But unfortunately for him, he booted it. Cuevas on with an error. And the Mets put the leadoff man on once again.
Snaps a streak of six in a row retired by Davila. Here's Campos. Again, he called his shot to me earlier. I don't think he minds me saying that. I told him. It was a couple of weeks ago he said he told me he called the shot, and I said, I'm not going to say it on there. I don't want to put you on the spot. And he didn't hit a home run. And then the next day he told me the same thing, and he did hit a home run. So, but he surprised us with that bunt single. Tells me he's going to hit a home run. He drops a bunt in his first at bat. The element of surprise is gone. Curiali is ready at third. 1-0 pitch is fouled back.
I don't think Campos has any problem with you relaying that information to myself or the fans. Campos has always struck me as a very confident player.
Yes, he is.
That is shows in his game.
He's got five on the season. And he doesn't play a lot. This ball is pummeled into left field, a base hit. Well, he's two for two. No home run, but keeps the line moving.
Brady Manny was going to try for six hits, Adam.
And maybe he meant he was going to get four total bases. He's halfway there. It's one of the, as we head towards the last few weeks of the season, that's something that manager Gilbert Gomez is going to have to manage. And that's have more position players now than they had for most of the season, trying to find time for all these guys. Cuevas and Campos getting spot starts today. Vicencio hammers this one high but foul. Kevin ripped a hit in the left field in the third. Stopped by Atkinson. Mets were down 4-1 yesterday, right around the same time in the game. Actually got it to 4-3 and 5-4 before the weather took away a chance to complete the comeback. 0-1 pitches outside. Talked about Mets having success against the Cardinals' bullpen in recent games. Think back to that Sunday game, the Mets scored 12 runs in the sixth inning and beyond. They could stay within range. They were down to Davila 3 runs on that Sunday and won. Ground ball deep to third, but it turns foul.
Not only that, Adam, once the Vicencio at bat is finished, they'll be coming up on the third time through the order, and that generally bodes well for a lineup. With Davila still out there, Mets hitters will really have a chance to jump on him with men on base.
And Davila is only 62 pitches now. A very efficient start to this point. 2-2 pitch, and that one's fouled away. The other thing we have to bring into play, and you hate to do it, but it happened yesterday, is we are right now basically in the eye of the hurricane. There's rain through the north, the south, the east, the west. And once this inning is over, the game's official. And that's, I'm not saying they have to score 3 runs here, but certainly be helpful to tie this game up, take the lead as soon as possible, just in case. The slider swung on and missed, and Vicencio goes down swinging. Philip has made an appearance in the booth. Why are you? Why are you here? To point out the bad weather? Thanks, Phil. Oh, yeah. Look at that out there. You can see the rain. Hopefully it stays out there. The Fish Islands. The Fish Islands works in some situations, in others it doesn't. Do what we can. Diego Mosquera is up. First and second, one out. He's 0 for 2 with the ground out and a strikeout. Ooh, this one comes up high and goes off the bat. The unfortunate foul strike 2. A ball that nearly hit him in the ear hole.
Bad luck continues for St. Lucie. Mosquera knows he probably should have been on first with the ball up near his chin.
Self-defense there. Must gather himself and stand back in. Didn't use the timeout. And instead looks at strike 3 in the corner. Back-to-back strikeouts after the first two Mets reach base. That is strikeout number 11 for Davila. Tough to create offense when you strike out that many times. Well-placed pitch, but at this point in time, two strikes, must defend the plate. So an error and a single to start this inning. Keep in mind, yesterday in the seventh inning, the Mets' last at-bat, we didn't know it at the time, but it was. First and second, no outs, down a run, didn't score. Missing out on some good opportunities yesterday, trying not to today. And Vicencio at second base in the third inning as the go-ahead run with no outs never made it off the base. There's those who didn't see it but listened on the radio on Sunday. Just an unfortunate sequence there in Daytona. Winning run at third, no outs. Couldn't get him home in the eighth. So Mets need a big hit. Maybe they'll get one from Lara. That's now 1-for-8 today. Runners in scoring position. Lara has been bedeviled by Davila twice, though. A strikeout looking in the first and swinging in the third. And it's nothing and two here. Davila trying to strike out 12 batters in 5 innings. This one squirts away, and both runners will advance. Cuevas to third, Campos to second, and now a hit. Good score, too. It's a wild pitch. Atkinson has blocked a couple of today, but could not stop that one from trickling through the five hole.
Yeah, it was the biggest spot of the game for the Mets, and it just got bigger with men on second and third now. Lara is able to come through, completely change this game.
Vila's 1-2 pitch, and Lara stays alive by fouling it off his foot. And Gigi will come out and have a look.
Yeah, this one looks like it really stung. Went right off the top of the inside part of the foot. You can see the trainer giving him attention.
It's the back foot. Got the protection on the front leg, but you don't see players with the covering on their back foot.
Can't claim to have done it in a baseball game, but I've done it in a softball game, Adam, and I can tell you, that really hurts. Limited protection, just a couple of pieces of leather on your shoe between your foot and the ball, and if it catches you in the wrong spot between the bones, man, that can really sting.
He will stay in the game. Dig back in for the 1-2 pitch. Inside and high for ball two. Cuevas started this inning reaching on an error. Many runs scored by the Mets this inning would be unearned. Vila's 2-2 is fouled away again. Like you mentioned, John, third time through the order, it's tough to put hitters away.
Yeah, at this point, they've seen all your best stuff. So trying to fool hitters is just going to have to really show the quality of your pitch.
In the dirt this time, Atkinson able to smother. Saves another wild pitch and a run. Lara has worked this back to a full count, being down nothing in two. First base open. Payoff pitch. And it's skied into shallow left. On come Kretschmar, and he makes the catch. Lara is out, and that's a great recovery by Davila. First and second, no outs. Does not surrender a run. Mets continue to struggle with runners in scoring position. Now 1-for-9 through the first 5 innings. Remains 4-1 Redbirds.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs.
Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Now that storm to our north seems to be heading further north. We've dodged it, John. Somehow, some way.
And you could dodge it all evening. Has just been incredible.
Well, you know what? Let me go ahead and say it. We were owed one.
I think we were. I think we've paid our dues these last couple of weeks. You know, the weather has not been friendly here at Clover Park. And, yeah, I think it's about time we got one back.
We have a new pitcher for the Mets. It's Gene Calderon. Takes over in the sixth. Felipe De La Cruz did his part. Five innings, five hits, four runs. Two earned, one walk, and nine strikeouts. There's been several times this year where he's had a strikeout-to-walk ratio similar. He threw 93 pitches, 68 strikes. So we'll see if Calderon can continue the good work. And probably the most important, strike throwing, which when it comes to the Mets bullpen, that has probably been their biggest issue, throwing enough strikes. There's a fly into foul ground. Cuevas near the tarp watches it go off the seat covering. Two balls, two strikes. And Felipe De La Cruz this season, of course, leads the Mets in starts. He's a three-walk, seven-strikeout game, four-walk, eight-strikeout game, one-walk, seven-strikeout game, one-walk, five-strikeout game, no-walk, seven-strikeout game, one-walk, eight strikeouts, three-walk, seven strikeouts, one and eight. This one, 1-9. So he's been doing this for some time. And now Perozo and Calderon will meet. Last time De La Cruz pitched at home was that game against Bradenton on a Friday night where he couldn't get an out in the second inning, walked six, gave up six runs. And then Juanmi Ramirez pitched great behind him. And the Mets ended up losing 9-8. And if De La Cruz was anywhere near his normal self, well, that's a cruise to a win game for the Mets. And, of course, the previous time he pitched brilliantly, shutout ball for five innings, and then it was Ramirez who scuffled for an inning, gave up six runs, and the Mets lost that game. So they could never quite get in sync. Kind of the story of the season. It's been talked about with the big Mets. Games when they pitch it well, they don't hit. Games when they hit, they don't pitch. Games when the starter goes well, the bullpen doesn't do well. Games the bullpen pitches well, they've had to pitch too much because the starter didn't go that great. This ball is foul tipped or no, fouled away. That's essentially been the story of the St. Lucie Mets season as well. It's been tough for this team to put it all together consistently. 2-2 on Curiale. That ball trickles to the backstop for ball three. Curiale today 0-for-2, reaching on a fielder's choice, scoring a run. payoff pitch is fouled away. Great catch by a youngster down there. Yeah, caught that one on the fly. And he's going to give it up. Who's going to give it up? Who wants it? Found a taker. Ball four. And the call their own comes in. I believe that was a 11-pitch at-bat, and it results in a walk. Not start that Calderon was hoping for. Curiale down to first.
Yeah, but more of what you expect from Michael Curiale just continues to churn through this season in a big way for Palm Beach.
Braden Joubert up 0-2. Drafted out of LSU. First pitch to him, inside, ball one. Fastball hits the edge. Calderon is 22 from Santo Domingo in the DR. This is relief appearance number 20 this season, all with St. Lucie. He's 0-2 at the 7.29 ERA. In his 19 games, he's only logged 21 innings. Fly ball into left. Campos, ranging to his right, makes the play. Joubert is retired. And Baez gets booed by the crowd. Guessing they remember the slide in the home plate that upended Perozzo. We didn't think anything of it. First pitch, change up too high at 85, a wild pitch. And that sends Curiale to second. Last time Calderon pitched was on August 5th, Saturday night in Daytona. Per usual, just pitched one inning. 1-2-3 inning with two strikeouts. One. Calderon this year against Palm Beach has scuffled in four relief appearances, seven hits and five runs in 3 2/3. 1-1, a good fastball. Makes it 1-2. Slider away. Two balls, two strikes. And Calderon just did get that last pitch off. No time left as he started his delivery. And this is going to be another tester right here. Fastball too high. It's a full count. Ground ball to third. Lara, a nice pick. Throws back to second. The tag. Got him. Calculated risk by Lara, but he throws back behind Curiale. And Viva Sensio tags him out. The lead runner is gone.
Brilliant play by Lara. You love the good baseball sense he had there. Saw Curiale leaking well too far off of second. And a strong throw in and a good tag quickly to get Curiale and erase the lead runner.
Fielder's choice. And Lara, a very confident player. Third base going to have the easy out at first. Here's a chopper out towards the line. Kretschmar is out. What a great play by Calderon. the lob throw over the base runner. Kretschmar is out, and the inning is over. That is worth another look.
Just a beautiful play here. The rainbow throw. No, he couldn't throw it through the base runner. He elects to go up and over, and just in time. Absolutely perfect. Great play off the mound.
No harm after the leadoff walk. We've played 5.5. Palm Beach leads 4-1.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Time to answer today's Valley Live trivia question. What year was Jose Reyes a Florida State League All-Star? If you answered 2002, you would be correct. The next year, 2003, David Wright was a Florida State League All-Star and helped lead that team to an FSL title. Saw David was up at City Field yesterday. One of the big regrets I have as a broadcaster here in St. Lucie is when he, out of nowhere, offered to come up on the radio with me on his own, and I couldn't quite make that work out to get him up here. There's nobody to assist him to come up here. I run into David every year in spring training, but I don't think he's coming out from Cali to be on this broadcast. There's a line out by Morabito. He goes 0 for 3 now.
Well, it turns out he'll actually come out for New York Mets broadcast. He was on in the booth last night with Gary and Ron. Gave a terrific interview. And I don't know. I think if he wanted a career in broadcasting, I think David Wright might have a future. He's very well spoken, well thought, and he gives a really good interview.
Well, he's got the young kids, growing families based in California. Maybe as time goes on, but enjoying life sounds like as a dad and just living the good life right now without a boss to report to. He deserved it. He earned it. Great Met. Great St. Lucie Met as well. This ball is a rip foul by Perozo. And Jose Davila out for the sixth inning. This is not surprising given that his pitch count was in the 70s. This is the inning that the Mets got to him the last time he was here. The Mets were down by 3. He came out for the sixth. Mets ended up getting 5 on him and winning the game. So a chance for the Mets to do that again. A chance for Davila to correct what I'm sure he thought was a wrong. He struck out Perozo twice. He struck out the Mets 11 times today. Perozo fights off this pitch. Actually have the sun breaking out. So we've reached the 8 o'clock hour on the East Coast. This is a night sky you might see once a year. 2-2 pitch is flown into center. This could be tough for Cho. Does he see it? And he does. He makes the catch. And you can see it. It's the way the sky is right now. It can be difficult for these players. To be honest, John, I lost that ball in the sky.
Yeah, we've talked at length about how difficult it can be in the fading twilight with the ball above the lights and just illuminated still by the fading sun. And yeah, it can really play with fielders and batters alike when we see the ball leave the playing area.
Yeah, go from a yellow to a pink to a purple. Pitch is a strike call on Dominguez. It's one and one. It's actually brighter now than it was at the start of the game. A 1-1 pitch, knee-high fastball at 91. Now you and Philip taking photos. Panoramic shots. One, two, outside. Dominguez today has doubled and struck out. I need to look through the Mets lineup. Is there anybody who has not struck out? Campos and Morabito. Swing and a miss on the 2-2 pitch. Dominguez down. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Davila. He does what he could not do at Clover Park last time. Find his way through the sixth inning, protecting the lead. We head to the seventh. It's 4-1 Cardinals.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking. Burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
This is a great shot of Clover Park. It's turned out to be a very nice night for baseball. Can't beat it. We still have home games left this year if you can make your way out. Thank you for watching on Bally Live, MLB TV, MILB TV, but love for you to join us in person. We still have, 15 home games left. Three more after today against Palm Beach. Next week we're here for six against Jupiter, and then the last six games of the regular season, September 5 through 10, are against the hated Daytona Tortugas. Here's Chase Atkinson as Calderon throws the first pitch wide. Calderon pitched around a leadoff walk in the sixth by getting a fly out and a couple of grounders. Line drive out of play. Atkinson has singled and hit a sack fly. The doggos are still here. Water stations set up around the ballpark. Good boys and girls. Up for adoption with the St. Lucie County Humane Society. The dual leash. They couldn't separate themselves from each other if they wanted to. Fly ball, center field, Morabito moving back, makes the catch, retiring Atkinson. Four straight retired by Calderon. You know what we haven't heard tonight? I got to get Philip on this as you see replay. We have not heard the doorbell sound drop to make the dogs bark. Go to the sound room, Philip, and tell Evan to play the doorbell drop. Let's get these dogs barking. Zandro Espinoza is up. He squares to bunt and takes a ball. Depending on which bark in the park game you go to around the league, depending on the night, the weather, you can get a lot of dogs and you play that doorbell drop and they just go crazy. 1-0, fastball swung through and missed.
Of course, that gives me a chance to bring up, we have a bonus trivia question tonight, Adam.
We do.
A very topical one, in fact, for Bark at the Park.
The Vicencio can't get the out, and this ball rolls into the dugout. This is going to be a hit and an error. The Vicencio even getting to that ball was surprising. Looked like a hit all the way by Espinoza. The Vicencio would have been better off putting that in his back pocket. Single and an E4. We'll put Espinoza at second base. Your trivia question, John. Dog related.
Well, as you know, Adam, the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremony was just recently, and with two new inductees, Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff. Now, Fred McGriff played 19 seasons under a very famous nickname.
He did.
What nickname was it? And your four choices are the Road Dog, the Big Dog, the Crime Dog, or the Lucky Dog? Fred McGriff.
Smart baseball fans will know that. Somebody who grew up in Georgia. Fans loved Fred McGriff with the Braves. There's a ball to the backstop. Another wild pitch. So single error wild pitch has Espinoza at third. You can, of course, as a kid growing up in Georgia, you were inundated with the Tom Emanski instructional drills video. And you had Fred McGriff with his ridiculous hat on. What was the point? He pointed and said something.
Oh, man. Like, it's something
this
like
drill,
this.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the instructional video that, like, gets results.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Look it up. Can't miss it. You know, you think about as the rain. We've got some rain here, a sun shower. You think back to, you know, Fred McGriff as he, what, he fell 7 home runs short of 500, and he certainly probably would have got those 7 in the strike-shortened season if he had been given the full allotment. So still think about the consequences of, you know, that season being cut short. The Expos had the great record. And I think, was it Matt Williams or Larry Walker? Somebody had a chance at 400. Juan Bencho works the walk. Fred McGriff can't get to 500 home runs in his career. What happens with the Montreal Expos as they win the World Series? Anyways, but Fred McGriff, that's a great dog-related question. So ponder that. Answer on the Bally Live app. Gilbert Gomez is heading out to the mound. Looks like you might have a pitching change. We do. So Calderon pitched pretty well. Couple of wild pitches in there and a couple of walks. He is not allowed to run yet, but the Cardinals are set up. They have runners at the corners with one out. New pitcher coming on for St. Lucie.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undate tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks.
why you join Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Light rain continues to fall here at Clover Park as Elliot Johnstone takes over on the mound, inherits runners at the corners. Last appearance by Johnstone was up in Daytona, and the unenviable task of pitching in a tie game in the bottom of the 10th with the winning run placed on third base. It's walked intentionally the first batter to set up outs at all the bases except home. Johnstone then walked the next batter on four pitches to load the bases and then walked Sal Stewart to end the game. So looking to throw more strikes today as he faces Dakota Harris and nearly hits him with the first pitch for ball one. Harris today is doubled, flown out, and grounded out. He's 1-for-3, batting in the two hole. 1-0 pitch is too high. A stumble and no balk called. I guess he got the pitch away. That was a ball three. Wow, that was awkward. And by getting rid of it, he prevented himself a balk, which would have scored a run.
Yeah, just a heads-up athletic play to release the ball.
You can see the rain starting to come down harder now. 3-0 pitch, and it's low for ball four. Johnstone only threw two of his 10 pitches for strikes last outing and couldn't get one over here. That loads the bases. Run scores, but now Palm Beach with a great opportunity to stretch the lead. Broke a 1-1 tie with three runs in the fourth, starting with the Kretschmar two-run single. Levinson is 1-for-3, and he will take strike one. Strike two. Now Johnstone, for him, it's been a season of high leverage situations, especially here in the second half. It's been a mixed bag. He's been put in a lot of tough spots, not going to win them all. He ties up Levinson for strike three. Just like that, from a four pitch walk to a three pitch strikeout. Now he has the chance to get out of this inning unscathed. Rosa wanted it high, and it went right there as Levinson, poor at bat. Espinoza at third. Joe on second. And now out at first base is Curiali. Not a great throw by Mascara, but a good play on the back end by Cuevas. He's made a few today. So Johnstone comes in, first and third situation, doesn't break. Keeps the Cardinals off the board. It's stretch time at Clover Park. Cardinals up by three.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Legler Orthodontics is here to help you, Mets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists, Legler Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Mets fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit braces@legler.com today and book your free consult. That's braces@legler.com for Legler Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Nick LaRusso still looking for the first pro hit. Fouls one away. Struck out twice tonight. That was against Avila. This time he faces Hunter Hayes. Getting late in this game. Bottom of the seventh, Mets trail 4-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-0-2. Hunter Hayes replacing Jose Davila. More on Davila's start in a moment. Hayes from Citrus Heights, California. 16th round pick by the Cardinals last year out of Pacific University. 0-2 pitch, and it's a ground ball. Backhanded in the hole and missed by Harris. And the Russo's on first. And now we await hit or error.
The second time this game, Harris has had trouble with the ground ball. This one, I think, is going to go down as a hit. A slow roller to his right, and I think he would have beaten this out even if he was able to make the play. So I'm going to call this one a hit.
Send the ball to the dugout. That's the first pro hit for Nick LaRusso. H flashes on the scoreboard. Congrats. And he can breathe a sigh of relief. There's a pitch down and into Cuevas, who's struck out and reached on an error. Well, there was a ball on the second at-bat LaRusso had up in Daytona that was called an error, even though it was bounced to first base. They called it a missed catch on a throw that bounced to first base. I'd never seen that before. Never seen a first baseman called for an error on a one-hopper. But this one should not be overturned. There's a ball outside to Cuevas. So Hayes into the game. Davila out of it. Davila pitched a game that might win him the FSL Pitcher of the Week, depending on how everybody else does. But he's got to be in contention. Strike call. Here's the final line for Davila. 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, no walks, and 12 strikeouts.
Just a terrific performance away from his home stadium. And you really can't say much more about what he did tonight. He really had the Mets hitters off balance throughout. 12 Ks, that's big-time stuff.
Mets had a couple of chances against him. They had a run across in the third, and Viva Sensu had second no outs, couldn't get him home. First and second no outs in the fifth inning, could not score. Davila just too good tonight when it mattered. 3-2 pitch, and Cuevas will pop this into left field. Kretschmar is over, and he makes the catch for the first out.
And just to continue that point about Davila, it's not necessarily the ability to keep teams from getting hits. You know that that's impossible, so it's how do you respond when the hits come, and when there's men on base, how do you perform when the pressure is on? And we saw Davila rear back and just fire, you know, some strikes in there with men on base tonight. Unafraid. I believe he struck out the side after allowing the first two men to reach base was back in the third inning. So his ability to, you know, have a short memory and just focus on the at bat at hand was really impressive tonight.
Cardinals trainer Jeff Case with a checkup on Atkinson stays in the game. Might have gotten clipped there on the swing by Cuevas. There's Campos bidding for a three-hit game. Mets only have 5 hits. He has 2. A bunt single, surprise, in the third, and then the straight single in the fifth. 1-0 by Hayes, and this one's popped back. Atkinson, hoping to have room, does not. I think somehow that avoided hitting the net, but landed right on the padding on the field side. That was an awkward one.
It did. That was right in no man's land for Atkinson right before he got there.
Breaking ball lined into deep left center field, and it's going to get down for a hit. Campos heading for three. The throw from Harris gets away. It's off the Mets dugout. It's an RBI triple for Campos. A 4-2 game. He is 3-for-3. Add a triple to his night.
You sure he wasn't calling six hits, Adam? He's halfway there already. He has looked great in every at-bat so far, from the ambush bunt to this triple. That cuts the lead to two and puts the Mets right back in the game.
Another look as Campos rockets this ball into the left center field alleyway. Splits the defense, Kretschmar and Cho perfectly. LaRusso is in. And with one out, Villavicencio has a chance to make this a one-run game. With Campos at third base. And he's tied up for strike one. Villavicencio tonight an RBI single and a strikeout. So here we go. The Cardinals' bullpen has really struggled in this second half. Got some good starting pitching. They've got the offensive firepower now, but finishing off games has been difficult. Hayes pitching in his 14th game. Five starts, nine times out of the pen. He's 2-3 with a 3.83. This ball is struck well. The deep center, Cho, going back, will have room. Makes the catch. Campos leaves on time and will score, and the Mets are within a run. Deep sack fly for Villavicencio makes it 4-3. Two RBI night for Villavicencio.
A perfect productive out, just what was asked for, a ball that left the infield, and Villavicencio puts plenty on it, leaving no doubt an easy score from third for Campos.
Base is empty. Back to the top end, Mosquera, who takes the ball outside. And that's offense goes right to work. The inning that Davila departs the game. Breaking ball outside, 2-0. Mosquera tonight 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. So now the Palm Beach bullpen have to find a way to protect a small lead with a lot of game left. This ball is fought off. Starting to turn here. Palm Beach had a runner at third, one out last inning, couldn't get him home. Mets scoring two this inning. Two-one pitch bends and it's the inside corner for strike two. A grimace from Mosquera. Hayes the 2-2 pitch, and it's spoiled. Mets have faced Hayes once this year. It was a start. Five innings, six hits, three runs. Two-two, low and away for ball three. Kid's setting up for another foul ball catch. He's worthy of the box and box. 3-2 on the way, and it's spoiled foul. That will be out of everybody's range. Rain continues to fall. It's getting wet and slick. We play on. Hayes, another payoff pitch. And he strikes Mosquera out. inning over. But a good inning for the Mets. They creep closer. Two runs on two hits. Campos triple. The Viva Vicencio sack fly makes it 4-3 through seven.
Hey, baseball fans.
So that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask mom and dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
See some of the out-of-town scores. Daytona and Jupiter got some bad weather down there in West Palm Beach. So a postponement. They'll play another doubleheader. They played one yesterday. They will play one tomorrow. Daytona swept yesterday's doubleheader to overtake first place from Jupiter. Daytona and Palm Beach now tied for first. Both game, both teams matching 17 and 19 records. So Jupiter with the, or rather, Palm Beach with the win can jump a half game up. The Mets come back and win Daytona half game up. Johnstone wiggled out of the jam in the seventh with the strikeout and a ground out. He's in a 1-1 count with Braden Joubert. Good dog out in the berm. One of the rare days we opened the grass berm out in right field. When I first started this job, we had Bark in the Park, and the dogs were banished to the berm. I like to think my persistence over the year to include them in the seating bowl has paid off.
Well, I know the fans certainly appreciate it, and I bet the dogs do as well.
1-2 pitches inside. My next goal, John, is to basically make every day Bark in the Park. Bring the dogs in every game. Why can't we do this every game?
Oh, you have my vote. I will gladly second that at the next meeting.
And I'm not going to win that one. No chance. Ball is fouled away. See, that's a smart dog. Find some shelter under the picnic table. 2-2 pitches, grounded out to second. Lee Vicencio makes the play. That retires Joubert. He drops to 0-4.
We did have a question in the chat, Adam.
Oh, yes, the question.
What's your favorite breed of dog?
Favorite breed of dog?
Yep.
Well, I love all dogs. My dog was a Finnish Spitz with, like, a little Australian dingo. But I do love a golden retriever. Simple man. Very entertaining. Fun dog. I like a bigger dog. I have nothing against the lap dogs or the ankle biters, but I'd want a dog that I could run around, play with, walk.
Give a hug to.
Yeah.
I'm a big softy. I'm going to have to agree with you. I'm going to have to say Goldens are probably the best dogs I've come across. My folks had them when I was growing up. I grew up with four different Goldens. But if I had to have a little dog, I think I would probably go with the Bichon Frise. Always loved those dogs. Super hyper, energetic. Always want to play. And adorable as well, little mop dogs. Unknown Gino has a question. What's your favorite famous dog?
Famous dog. Well, it's a good question. Air Bud. Loved Air Bud, the movie. The first movie, the basketball movie. That was great as a kid. Brian from Family Guy.
That's a famous
for
dog.
For the more of the adult fans out there. I was never a big Scooby-Doo guy. Baez strikes out swinging. John Stone's retired 4 in a row. What about you, John? Favorite famous dog?
That's a tough question, but I think growing up, Clifford, the big red dog, was my favorite. Really enjoyed those books. I was back in kindergarten, first grade.
Made a live-action movie a couple of years ago.
Nah, we don't talk about that one, though.
Okay, didn't it go over well?
Nah, not so much.
Kretschmar fouls one back.
And folks, there is still time left to answer our trivia question tonight, our bonus question. What is Fred McGriff's nickname?
Something dog.
Four choices were Lucky Dog, Road Dog, Crime Dog, or Bird Dog.
One and two on Kretschmar. As a two-run single back in the fourth inning. One for three. Johnstone looking for a 1-2-3 eighth to keep the momentum with the Mets. Line drive, base hit. Kretschmar now 2-for-4. Solid knock into left field. Somebody asked, did I just say dingo? I did. Said, the dingo ate your baby. The dingo ate your baby. That episode was on the other night. Seinfeld episode.
That one was an instant classic when it came out. And spawned a phrase that did not die for at least a couple of years back in the mid-90s.
Elena had such a smirk when she said it too. It's great. That might be the best part of it. Throw to first. Look out. Cuevas knocks it down. You know, Jerry Seinfeld, big baseball fan, of course, big Mets fan. He's been here to spring training before. We've run into him. People don't really bother him. But that would be like a fantasy of mine for him to come and broadcast a game. Let him do some play-by-play.
That would be something else.
That will never happen.
Be tough for him to call the game. He's probably trying to get too many stories, making you laugh the whole time.
You know, I saw him perform at the Kravitz Center down in West Palm Beach. Former Mets PR VP Harold Kaufman, nice enough to get me a ticket, and it was great seeing Jerry Seinfeld live. I was dying laughing. Highly recommend if you can see him in person. Those kind words still won't get him to come on this broadcast. Throw to first.
Seinfeld, of course, one of the all-time greats in stand-up comedy. You know, I've actually been watching a lot of episodes of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee lately.
I should start watching that instead of the old Seinfeld reruns.
It's a really good show. It's got some really good comedians, and they go to some great places, drive some amazing cars, and just really good conversations with some of his good friends throughout the years, some people he hasn't met before. So it's a really good variety interview show.
Time called. This one by Atkinson. Oh, bus driver Ed watching along on Bally Live. He got it right. He got the Fred McGriff question right. Good for you, Ed. and see you in a couple weeks. 3-2 pitch to Atkinson. Look out. It's up high for ball four. Kretschmar went right, goes around second. He will stay put there. And Atkinson with the free pass, and all of a sudden, it's first and second, two outs. Johnstone retired the first two. Now must retire Espinoza to get out of the inning. Another chance for Lisandro Espinoza with runners in scoring position to pad his team's lead. Before that happens, Dan McKinney will come out to the mound. Do want to go around the out-of-town scores one more time. Of course, we mentioned that Daytona and Jupiter postponed. Tampa, one game, or rather, Clearwater beat Tampa in game one of a doubleheader. 12-4, game two. Still ongoing. 3-1 Clearwater in the bottom of the sixth of a seven-inning game. Dunedin up 4-3 at Lakeland. Fort Myers beating Bradenton 4-2. A lot still to be determined as you have Daytona, Palm Beach, and Jupiter all within one game of each other in the east. Lakeland, Clearwater, Bradenton within two games of each other in the west. Mets won't play Lakeland, Clearwater, or Bradenton anymore, but they'll certainly have their say in the East race. Visit over. Espinoza, 1-for-3 with an infield hit and two strikeouts. Flies this one into center. Morabito tracing back will make the catch on the track for out number three. Espinoza, who had a grand slam off of Johnstone last month, is retired here. No runs, one hit, no errors, two stranded. Mets will bat in the bottom of the eighth, down a run.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
New pitcher on the mound for Palm Beach, Eshawn Henderson, 21-year-old lefty, 6'2", 180 from Fresno, California. He was drafted this year by the Cardinals in the eighth round out of Fresno State. One of the few pitchers drafted this summer, and it's already made his way to the Florida State League. A lot of teams are keeping some pitchers back for a long college season, but this will be game number two for Henderson. Last week against Jupiter, pitched a scoreless inning, that's all. Mets down a run, batting in the eighth. Swing and a miss by Lahr on a fastball at 91. Lahr 0-for-3 with two strikeouts tonight. And Hunter Hayes went an inning, two hits, two runs, no walks, and a strikeout. Inside corner for a strike at 92, and Lahr will need a reset. He's grumpy about it, and again, it's the ABS system. Henderson's 0-2 is fisted foul. Mets and Cardinals were tied at one after the third inning, each team scoring once in the third. Palm Beach, unfortunate bounces, scored three runs in the fourth. Mets two in the seventh. That's how we've arrived at the 4-3 score. Been playing for 2.5 hours now. Henderson's 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed the changeup. Mara strikes out swinging. He's now struck out 13 times on the night. Mara owns three of those. It's a good pitch. And again, not much known about Henderson out of the draft, just one inning to go off of. Morabito 0-for-3. Goes up too high for strike one. Strike two. You can see some of these Mets now jumping out of the way, or at least backing out of the way, thrusting out of the way, and calls have not changed. Does make you wonder, though, if some of these reactions will buy them a ball tomorrow against the actual umpire strike zone. 0-2 pitch, a check swing, and a foul.
Morabito held hitless so far tonight. Had that six-game hitting streak snapped yesterday. Got a chance here to start a new one.
Mets need a base runner, but Morabito strikes out, lunging across the plate, and Henderson has come in and struck out the first two batters in the eighth. Mets quickly running out of outs. It's actually the 15th strikeout the Mets have endured tonight. No strikeouts in the game this season. Well, Mets hitter 16 was done way back on April 29th against Clearwater. On the road. Perozzo 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. Takes a strike. Slow, slurvy pitch at 77 miles per hour. Perozzo has four of his six home runs against lefties. Don't count him out in this lefty-lefty matchup. And he takes a fastball at 91. Two pitch, swing and a miss on that slurve again. Wow. Since Villavicencio's sac fly made it a one-run game, two Cardinals pitchers have struck out four Mets in a row. They go to the ninth with the Cardinals up a run.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Ninth inning, tight game. It's been tight throughout. Elliot Johnstone tasked with keeping it a one-run deficit. He's at an inning and two-thirds scoreless. Continues to sprinkle at Clover Park. Long past sunset now. Had some interesting skies throughout the game, from dark and stormy bright and sunny, pink, yellow. Very strange evening, but we've played uninterrupted. Always a good thing. It was a stormy afternoon on the Treasure Coast. It will be the top of the order, starting with Juan Bin Cho, who, based on how the series has gone, has actually been held in check tonight, only reaching half the time. He came in reaching base 7 out of 9 times the first two games. And here he flies one towards Campos, sets up shop, makes the catch, and Cho is out on one pitch. That'll make it 1-for-4. Dakota Harris next, 1-for-3 with the double and a walk. He squares the bunt and takes a called strike. John, you want to answer the trivia question? What was Fred McGriff's nickname playing all those years, getting into the Hall of Fame back in the 90s?
Well, I'm sure fans who are alive then, especially kids of that era, will know it's the Crime Dog, Fred McGriff. Do you remember what he got that name from, Adam?
Cannot recall. Was it the DARE program?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right. DARE had a program started called the McGruff program, where there was a cartoon dog, a hound dog, named McGruff, who would appear in comics that would teach kids to stay away from crime and how to spot evildoers so they could fight crime themselves. Of course, it later expanded to the Scruff comics. You were a fan of those. But yeah, the Crime Dog, Fred McGriff. 19 years in Major League Baseball. One of the most fun names.
That's an all-time nickname. All-time nickname. And they just had an error on Wilfredo Lara. That ball almost seemed too easy for him. It was a worm burner, and it took an unfavorable bounce. We're dealing with a chewed up, now wet field and dirt.
Sometimes they talk about plays like that as too much time to think, too much time to get in your own head, and then you end up booting the play.
Well, a ground ball, maybe a chance for a redo. There's one, there's two. 5-4-3 from Lar to Villavicencio de Cuevas off the bat of Zach Levinson. Let's see if that can spark the Mets as Johnstone does his part. 2 2/3 innings scoreless. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Mets down a run.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, the Mets don't have a win this season when trailing after 8 innings. They've only got one walk-off win at home this season. This feels like it's set up for a great opportunity. Down just one run, bottom nine, Tanner Jacobson, a familiar face, is on the mound. We'll have home run king from last year, Carlos Dominguez, set to lead off. Jacobson 1-for-2 against the Mets in save opportunities this year. He's 3-for-7 against, in general, in save opportunities this year. He has finished 13 games. Now Henderson went one inning, struck out all three batters, just 12 pitches. The new draft guy not staying in there for another. So here we go. Buckle up. Pitch nowhere close. A lot of energy right now in that Mets dugout. I think they're feeding off that double play ball. Maybe they feel like it's their night. 1-0, home run cut by Dominguez. 1-1. Carlos, a double back into second, has struck out 2 times since, as the Mets have struck out 16 times today, have not drawn a walk. 1-1, a big bouncer to short. Harris has to wait on it. Fires to first. Safe! They beat it out! Dominguez smelled an infield hit, and he got it. And here comes Gary Kendall to argue.
Huge hustle play. Dominguez busting it out of the box. The throw comes in low from Harris. The call is right. Dominguez is safe. And a leadoff single to get things started in the bottom of the ninth of the Mets.
Well, Harris threw it hard, but one hop. That was a great pick by Jobert over at first base, but Kendall not going to win that argument. Even replay probably holds that up. So the Mets have the tying run at first base. Good speed with Dominguez. Forget with the 20 home runs last year. He also stole 20 bases. Nick LaRusso at the plate, finally off the schneid with his first hit as a pro last time up. Takes this pitch in the dirt, and that is a great save by Atkinson.
He should be feeling his own adrenaline for finally getting the monkey off his back. Let's see if he can parlay that into more success and try and get Carlos to advance.
This pitch laid in for a strike at 90. Inside, fastball at 90 again, 2 balls and a strike. Three and one. Now Jacobson in danger of putting the tying run in the scoring position and the winning run on base. Big pitch upcoming. Fastball. Ball four. Based on the ABS strike zone tonight, thought that one might have gotten in. LaRusso works the walk. And here come the Mets. Tying and winning runs are on base with nobody out. Boy, that looked really good. ABS said no.
Just a terrific eye by LaRusso. So easy to get over anxious coming off that big hit. and trying to feed off the energy from the dugout, but a very patient at bat. He looked at three straight pitches inside to take the walk.
Cuevas, the batter, he's 0 for 3. Getting to the bottom of the order now. Can these guys come through? We've had some very anxious moments from some young hitters in situations like this year, as Atkinson will call time and head on out there. Gio Carrera, the pitching coach, goes out as well.
There's a lot of activity right now in the Mets dugout. There's an electric atmosphere in there, and you can tell the crowd has taken notice, and they're starting to feed off it as well. The atmosphere, very different than it was just a couple of innings ago. And there's high drama here at Clover Park.
Now, the Mets feel like they are overdue to produce in this situation. You go back to Sunday, go ahead, run on third base, no outs. Didn't get it done. Go back to the Bradenton game on a Friday night, 8-8, bases loaded, no outs. Couldn't finish the deal. Is tonight the night? And these young hitters, Cuevas now, Campos next, Villavicencio after that. That misses. Cuevas, this is a very patient at bat. Close pitch, didn't take the bait. Ball three.
Just exceptional discipline from all three Mets hitters so far this inning.
I figure this is a must-take situation for Cuevas. A 3-0. That was wide. Ball four. Take your base. All three Mets have reached here in the bottom of the ninth. Down a run. Tying run 90 feet away. Winning run in scoring position. And Tyrone Campos, who has already registered three hits today, is at the plate.
I just wonder, Adam, if he was feeling it when he talked to you earlier. Got a chance to make a big noise right now.
Breaking ball too high. Infield is in for the Cardinals as they try to protect the lead. Outfielders playing regular depth. Slider swung and missed. That's the first really chase pitch of the inning.
It was a good looking one too. A slider that fell off. That was a strike for about 55 feet.
Same pitch, same result. And all of a sudden now, Campos has overextended himself. LaRusso patiently worked the walk on what felt like 3 to 4 pitches in the zone. Cuevas the same. Now Jacobson, who is not throwing strikes, is being gifted strikes. 1-2. Line drive. Oh, what a catch! What a catch by Harris. He saved the game.
Just an incredible reaction. Drawn in infield. He started that play with his toes on the grass and was able to reach up and grab a scorcher out of the air and keep this game alive for the Cardinals. What a play.
It was on him so fast, the Mets didn't have a chance to get doubled off. Well, that ball was smoked an inch higher. And the Mets tie the game, maybe win it. And we will have a pinch runner for the Mets. It's going to be Correll Paz at first base. He replaces Cuevas. No pause. Faster. Maybe a potential breaking up of a double play. Gilbert Gomez doing all he can to put his team in the best position possible. It's Kevin Villavicencio. He's got a hit tonight, has driven in two. It feels like he's been in this situation a bunch this year. He's got the walk-off sack fly, and that's only walk-off win of the year way back in June against Clearwater. First pitch, he's late on a fastball, strike one. An infield hit and two walks to load the bases, the scorcher line out. Now we wait on this result. Oh, what a save by Atkinson. That was headed to the backstop for a run in the tie. Almost like a hush has fallen over at Clover Park right now. Jacobson, the 1-1. Villavicencio hits it high and foul. Will this stay in play? It's going to be close. It's into the second row. Probably deep enough to get Dominguez in if it had been fair or had been caught.
Now with two strikes, things start to get really nervy.
And it almost starts to change momentum with an out under the belt and a two-strike count. One-two pitch. Flowing. Foul territory. Not very deep. And it's going to be missed by the first baseman, Joe Bear. Another one that if that's caught, you start to wonder, would Dominguez have gone? He was standing on third base.
I think in that situation, absolutely would have. It would have been really tough for Joe Bear to turn and throw. And I think this would have ended up in a tie ball game. So probably better off for the Cardinals. That one hit the dirt.
Stays a ball and two strikes. Infield remains in. Another pulled ball in the air. Foul. So with the Cardinals playing the infield in, across the diamond, no double play in the game. They're playing for one out at a time. Good take by Villavicencio as Jacobson, a rare time, comes in. Two balls, two strikes. Breaking ball struck him out.
And this is just perfect by the Cardinals. The right pitch for the right situation. We'd already seen Villavicencio turn on a couple of fastballs tonight. One in this at-bat that he hit a ton but foul. This time they come back with a breaking ball and they get him out in front.
This is a familiar scene. Mets with the tying or go-ahead run on third base. No outs. Not scoring. Mascara's 0-for-4 tonight with three strikeouts. And he takes the breaking ball for strike one. New to the team. Hasn't really been a part of the struggles in the last inning. Can he get his teammates off the hook?
He can establish himself in a big way if he's able to come through here, Adam.
Strike two.
There's been a hole at short since the departure of Jet Williams. This team has been looking for a regular fielder at that position. Mosquera trying to work his way into the lineup. Big spot for him here.
0-2 pitch with the game on the line, and he fouls it away. Late defensive swing as Jacobson climbs the ladder. Bases loaded, no outs. The line drive snared by Harris to save the game. The strikeout of Villavicencio. Cardinals are a strike away from holding the Mets off. Mosquera trying to win it. 0-2 pitch. He flares it to center field. On comes Cho, and he makes a leaping catch and wins the game for the Cardinals. It's over. It was Chase Davis. Chase Davis in for Cho, makes the leaping catch, and the Cardinals win it. Incredible play by Davis and the Mets. For what feels like the umpteenth time this season, cannot pull it off. What a play by Davis to make that leaping catch, robbing Mascara of a hit that certainly would have won the game. It's been that type of season for the St. Lucie Mets. So close. Just couldn't quite get it to drop. Epic finish. Bases loaded, no outs. The Cardinals survive. Jacobson, great pitching. Davis, maybe the play of the Cardinals season defensively. Cardinals win 4-3. They've won all three games in the series. The Mets' losing streak hits 5. Cardinals now jump into first place alone by half a game over Daytona. We'll come back and wrap up a very exciting ball game here at Clover Park.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
What can you say? The Mets have been snake-bitten all season. There have been times in the past in the bottom of the ninth inning, extra innings, when the Mets have had the tying or winning run on third base, no outs, and had some poor at-bats. This time, it was the defense that made great plays against the Mets. Not so much the Mets not coming through, as it's so much the Cardinals made the plays to win it. With the loss, the Mets dropped to 35-69 on the year, 11-28 in the second half. Palm Beach, 18-19 in the second half, 55-47 overall. This was one of the games of the season. Let's take a look at how it unfolded with the highlights. It was a pitching duel early as Jose Davila and Felipe De La Cruz are basically matching strikeouts. Here is a run-scoring hit from Juan Bin Cho to get the scoring started in the third. Good play by Lara as he hoses Cho back at second. Mets would tie the game in the bottom of the third as they get a bunt single by Campos, a hustle into second base by Vivasencio, drives in a run. Mets would leave him there. This was a play that was called safe at second, safe at first. Vivasencio couldn't believe it. Mascara looked like on replay freeze frame, hit the bag, and the ball in the glove should have been an out. Instead, Palm Beach ends up scoring 3 in the inning, a 2-run hit by Kretschmar, and a sack fly here by Atkinson. Plates Baez, a scary moment. Peroza was okay, stayed in the game, but a 3-run inning against the Mets. Good play by Lara there in the 6th inning to cut down Kiriali as a lead runner. Calderon makes this nifty play, throwing over Kretschmar's head behind his back for the out there. Worked around a walk. Calderon an inning and a third scoreless. Mets in the 7th inning would get a hit right there from LaRusso, his first pro hit. Congrats to him. Dairon Campos sends one into deep left center field. That's a triple for Dairon. That scores LaRusso for a 4-2 game. Campos to that point was 3-4-3. Mets would end up bringing him home on a long sack fly from Vivasencio. Here it is. This was the one Vivasencio wanted in the ninth inning as well, but Cho makes the catch, run scores. That makes it 4-3. Mets would get good relief pitching by Elliot Johnstone, 2 2/3 scoreless. He induces this double play. Lara made an error on the previous play, twin killing right here. Mets go down to the bottom of the ninth. Bases loaded, no outs. Diving catch with two outs by Davis. First-round pick out of Arizona by the St. Louis Cardinals, known for his bat. Now the Palm Beach Cardinals know him for his glove as well. As you just go through that ninth inning again, Dominguez worked the infield single. Great hustle by Carlos LaRusso with the walk. Cuevas with the walk. Campos got a little ahead of himself there, but scorched one right at the shortstop, Nick Harris, who made a great catch just on the tip of his glove. That's why you play the infield in. Villavicencio unfortunately struck out. Big second out. And then you saw Diego Mosquera that close to being the hero of the game for the Mets. John, just one of those seasons the Mets seem to set themselves up for heroics at the end. Just can't quite get over that hump.
Yeah, and it's really tough to take three or two nights in a row. They feel like they were right there. They almost were able to come through at the end. You have to give all the credit in the world to the Cardinals for playing stellar defense all the way through the night. And those last couple of plays to seal the deal, that's got to feel really sweet for Palm Beach. They've now won three in a row at Clover Park and are in complete control of the series. For the Mets, you have to come back out tomorrow and you just keep plugging away. That's what you've done all season. You can't change that now, and you can't change the result of tonight either. You just have to come back out tomorrow with a fresh start and try and win the next three games.
Yeah, you want it so bad for the Mets to get a great win like that. They really haven't had a tremendous comeback win like that yet this year. Time's running out. There's only 27 more games after tonight, but like John said, turn the page, come back tomorrow. Still have three games left in this series. Still an opportunity to win three in a row and split this series. We're back to a 6:10 first pitch tomorrow. It'll be a 6 o'clock airtime on Bally Live. We hope you'll join us. Weather should be better tomorrow than it was tonight. Knock on wood, we certainly hope. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clover Park, Cardinals 4, Mets 3. For John DeStefano, I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Thursday night. We hope all of you out there watching on Bally Live have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.